Welcome to the Think Radio Network. It's 9 p.m. Eastern United States time, 2 hours Universal time. Up next, World Microscope with Michael Ketter. We hope you'll stay tuned. to the Think Radio Network. Hello, and welcome to World Microscope. Critical thought and analysis for the 21st century. I'm your host, Michael Ketter, and this is the premiere edition of World Microscope. So tonight, I think it only fitting in this classroom that we kind of get introduced to one another. First of all, what is the show all about? World Microscope. It could be so many things. Well, I'll tell you a number of things it's not. It does not have religious underpinnings. That's one thing that, although religion will more than likely come up one way or another, there are no, strangely enough, religious underpinnings to this show. There also will be no false political correctness. I think this should be a forum where we discuss things openly and frankly. And that's exactly what I intend to do over these next several years, because as history unfolds, I think we're going to have an awful lot to talk about. Now, you can rest assured, I snicker because I know from the email that lands on my desk what this will bring, but there will be irony, there will be sarcasm, and yes, there will be paradoxes. So you have to be on your toes if you intend to listen to this show. We are being brought to you tonight on the Think Radio Network all around the world. Thank you, LF Midwood. Thank you, Larry Will. Thank you, WBCQ, the planet, our parent station. And actually, the shortwave giant WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America, is a beacon of free speech and freedom of expression. And I think it only right a program like the World Microscope originate from such a source. Now, a lot of you listening are listening perhaps in ways other than the shortwave radio. AM, FM, internet, perhaps the dog told you. You know, all these things could happen. The important thing is you are listening right now. Now, you can go to WBCQ.com and you can find that there are audio links there. I believe tonight there are also audio links at RadioNewYorkInternational.com. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. All these people have been very helpful in putting this show together and making it, well, it's going to be probably the most important forum you've ever taken place in. You know, sarcasm and paradoxes aside, that's what we're talking about here. Now, if you want to contact us, we do QSL mail requests, and it is a very beautiful QSL card. And for those of you not in the know, a QSL is an acknowledgement that you actually did hear what you thought you heard, because oftentimes, well, let's just say in this modern world, you can't tell what you're hearing sometimes. The mailing address here, World Microscope, care of the Think Radio Network, 230 Homestead Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15218. Once again, that's World Microscope, care of the Think Radio Network, 230 Homestead Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15218. If you would like to send email to this program, which I highly encourage, because one of the forums that we're going to be working in, yes, I'm counting on you, is the editorial forum. Could you imagine having to exchange meaningful thoughts on paper with people all around the world, amplified 50,000 watts, 50,000 ways to Sunday? It's going to be deep, and I'm going to count on you. So, remember this email address and write it down. Think at worldmicroscope.com. You see, it's twice I almost sneeze when I say that. I have to wonder if that's an omen of some sort. But you see, this is good. This is why we're here. Think at worldmicroscope.com. And yes, we do have a telephone number here that you and I will be interacting through, well, sometime very soon. You see, I'm going to be coy about this. I'm going to explain the format to you so you understand what this is really all about. But remember, this is the telephone you will want to write down, because night after night, as things go on, you'll be dialing it fairly often. Country code 1 if you're calling from outside the United States of America. Area code 412 471-5054. Once again, that number, get yourself a pencil, 412-371-5054. Later on tonight, I will open up the phone lines. Not now, though, because we have a lot to discuss here. More than a talk show, this is actually more or less a classroom for all of us, because I think a lot of what's been lost in the United States and a lot of what's been lost in American culture is the ability to think. And World Microscope is going to go that extra step to really think about the places, the people, the events that are shaping our world. Now, given that this is a free speech forum, and I want everyone to acknowledge the fact that I am certainly one who supports free speech on many levels. I am the program director and news director of WBCQ The Planet, which is how most of North and Central and South America are hearing us right now, via the shortwave giant WBCQ. Now, to be program director of that station means you have to accept that there are an awful lot of views in this world, and that people certainly do speak their mind when given the chance. However, on this show, there are a few rules. The first one, you would only call once per show. And I know that's not much of a problem for most of you, but for some who can't control themselves and who put numbers on speed dial, no, you may only call once per show. And trust me, it's a good thing. Calls should not exceed 3 minutes. You see, I want to give you these suggestions so that you may function better in this world. So, calls should not exceed 3 minutes. Again, this is a good thing. Now, the third rule, the one I intend to strictly enforce, since this is going to be an intellectual forum, no hating, no obscenity, okay? I won't censor what you say, but it's pointless for me to put you on if you're just going to go around MFing everybody or talking about how these people are just inherently bad or this or that. There's not going to be any of that. Just in the same respect that while you may bring up religion one way or another, it's not going to be part of the forum or the underpinnings of this show here. We're going to stick to things we can figure out, things that we know, things that, if we apply ourselves, are going to help us make better decisions about the world we live in and become better and stronger people. Now, fourth rule, and this again has to do with the inherent nature of this whole thing. If I want to, I'll make fun of you, all right? You know, I'll cut you off or worse. You know, I've been known. I do these things. So just, you know, just to put ourselves all on the same level here, on the same playing field. Now, who I am Michael Ketter. I am a liberal. I voted Democrat, and yes, I voted for John Kerry. I do dislike George Bush intensely. I feel that there's an awful lot that's gone down in the last 4 years that kind of, well, let's say was never examined closely. Do you remember the first time you actually dabbled in science, maybe in the third or fourth grade, where they gave you a microscope? Oh, your world opened up. First time you understood that solid matter was actually moving and it was vibrating and you just couldn't see it. Things like the table were solid to you, but actually were moving. Well, there is, like an onion, many, many, many layers to the world we live in. We're going to unpeel them, you and I. And we're going to make sense of the world because, well, it's only right that we make sense of it. After all, we're going to pay the price of it as our children and their children and their children and their children. You are listening to The World Microscope on the Think Radio Network. We'll be back in just a few moments.
States of America. giving to the Salvation Army. You're an angel.
Donate online at SalvationArmyUSA.org or call your local Salvation Army.
This holiday, the magic is right in your neighborhood. At Radio Shack, we have unique gift ideas no one else has. Our collectible coin bank holds a powerful surprise. 12 AA and 12 AAA batteries, all only $14.99. Or roll away with our fun commemorative Radio Flyer toy wagon, also loaded with 12 AA and 12 AAA batteries. It's only $19.99. Just two more of the great gifts you'll find.
Only at Radio Shack.
We're at the downtown gym looking for chili lovers to try Stag Chili in the Smart Pack box. Excuse me, sir.
I'm kind of busy. I'm training for a fight.
Just try a taste of Stag Chili.
Man, that really packs a punch.
Yeah.
Beef, beans, tomatoes, onions, spices.
That's Stag Chili right here in the Smart Pack.
You mean that box?
That's the Smart Pack.
This came out of that box.
Not the Smart Pack.
And this will knock those other chilies on their can.
I guess you just got a boxing lesson.
You a funny guy.
Oh,
I'm kind of mad.
Yeah.
Stag Chili in the Smart Pack. The chili chili lovers love.
We're back with World Microscope on the Think Radio Network. Over the shortwave giant WBCQ, the planet, all over North and South America, and around the world via the internet on WBCQ.com and Radio International. Radio New York International.com. All of that and so much more. Hi, I'm your host, Michael Ketter, and welcome back. If you've just tuned in to shortwave radio in general, it's important that you realize that part of World Microscope reaches a goal that is almost unattainable by most human beings, and that's the ability to freely cross borders, to freely talk with people in an interactive fashion, in real time, in analog. Now again, many of you people out there are thinking, oh, in analog, is that another one of those paradigms? I've been there. That's near Du Bois, Pennsylvania. No, no, no. This show perhaps may challenge you, and that's the whole nature of this. We're going to learn how to think, and we're going to learn how to analyze the events that have gone on, and try to figure out exactly how things went wrong, and how we can fix it. Now, here's a classic example. George Bush, the Uniter. Here's the man who actually, as a goal when he was initially elected, was to achieve a unity within this country that would make us stronger and better. Now, that was sorely not achieved. In fact, we are right now as divided as we were going into the Civil War. Now, this is an important thing to understand. Half the country thinks one way and half thinks the other. But the myth of the red and the blue states is exactly that. It is a myth. In each one of those states, the balance was very, very close, even in the ones where it was considered, in quotes, overwhelming. It was within a million or so out of 50, 60, 70 million people voting in each region, in each state. Now, being that as it may, there is a larger problem here. There is division within the country when we have an enemy from outside that wants to attack us. If there ever were a time for the United States to be unified so that we actually could be an effective defender of the United States of America, it would be now. Now would be that time. Now would be the time for George Bush's initial plan to have taken shape. But instead, as a unifier, really what he has unified is a good bit of the Arab and Muslim world against the United States and against its interests. Now, this extends also to its allies. So, in the case of, let's say, speaking realistically, we ask these other countries to come into a war with us to help defend ourselves, and that they come in and consequently take the same blows that we do. That's asking an awful lot. Now, you don't throw that around lightly, because there may be a time someday, just like the First World War, just like the Second World War, where a real allies is required. You've got the Axis. The Axis is growing every moment.
And our policies in this country are aggravating that. And there certainly are ways around that problem. We have to really analyze what our motivations are. Now again, when it comes back to separating the myth from reality, when we were attacked on September 11th, 2001, we were attacked by people who basically held Saudi citizenship. Yes, had nothing to do with Iraq. Even in the strongest of trying to make it make sense, it had nothing to do with Iraq. Now, one might say, well, they were harboring people. Well, that might be, but then people are being harbored all over. In the United States, Canada, Mexico, Europe, the Netherlands, Russia, Africa, they are everywhere. If we were going to use that as a criteria, we would have to go after literally everyone, which certainly does not seem to make sense. Now, when it comes to unifying a group of people against us, you don't treat that lightly, or at least you shouldn't. In critical thinking, in critical analysis, which is what this is really all about, you have to understand that your ideas have consequences, that you actually have to try to think things through. And again, if you were to separate the argument about the war in Iraq from the political issues that drove the election and simply look at it as a functional thing, as a machine, well, it certainly does have problems that were not anticipated by its manufacturer. That you can pretty much clearly say. Now, starting with that as a basic assumption, where do we go from there? How do we fix this machine? How do we re-engineer this machine to somehow be functional and not bankrupt us? Now, again, if you look at my own political views, I feel so very strongly that the war in Iraq was a terrible diversion, a diversion that we could not afford to take. And to do it on the cheap, and to do it with too few soldiers. I guess that makes three of them, and then I have to do it in base eight. See, they're going to make us go metric. If you let them go one step further, we're all going metric. You see, I have to clue you in. I know how to resonate with certain people. There's certain buttons you can press. If you've got someone who is diametrically opposed to you, this is just as important as the abortion issue on many, many fronts. The metric issue. Doesn't matter if the rest of the world uses it, we're not going to change. For whatever reason, we're not going to change. Now, here's another one. Let's separate the myth from the rhetoric that's out there. There are an awful lot of people who speak so deeply and so sincerely about their beliefs in their genetics and their background. And it's important that you understand that as humans, we are almost identical genetically, and that the difference between us, one to the next, is about 1/2000th of a percent. And that actually, within that number, an even smaller amount, perhaps 2% of that, has to do with our traits. So when you really think about it, the difference between you and I, let's say, might only be our point in time, our point in space. If you look at it from a very, very universal level, and again, this is what this show is going to be all about. I'm going to make you people work. If you're going to participate in this, and up and down the network, see, this is probably the sort of talk you're not used to hearing. I'm not going to pander. I have no intention of tolerating hate. I want solutions. We as individuals have lost the ability to solve problems. We fall back on cute little axioms. You know, there's bound to be an axiom that covers everything, isn't there? Surly to bed, surly to rise. Well, you've got your choice of axioms right now, but that's just not going to work. Now, again, why is this program called World Microscope? You remember the wonder of your first dabbling with the microscope, don't you? Almost everyone out there who is within the sound of my voice at one point or another, I'm hoping, Now, mind you, this is a worldwide audience, so this is a big hope on my part. Have seen at least pictures of what goes on a microscopic level. Now, once you've seen that, you really can't go back. You have to understand that the drinking water isn't really clear. It's not like it's bad for you necessarily, but there's stuff in it. There's stuff going on. There are things beneath the surface that you can look closer, that you can look at a cabinet, for instance, and you can see how it's assembled, and you can learn from that. You can actually take, and this is, again, one of the major pushes of what this show is all about. You and I, as individuals, have a contribution to make to mankind. The biggest contribution that we could make as individuals is to first stabilize ourselves. Do as much as we can to make sure that we have the essentials. Make sure that we are evaluating things clearly and that we understand our environment and our motivations, why we make the decisions we do. Why is war good, for instance? History has a lot to teach us. We're going to have to delve deep into history to understand what's going on now. And it's not a bad thing to do that. Although, actually, many of us have only been taught what to think and not how to learn. Now, you stick with me. You're going to learn how to learn. We're going to reassess this world because there's no point in us just fueling a fire that will only be our destruction. And we're at a turning point. To survive the 21st century, you're going to have to be very, very fast on your feet. You're going to have to take information in quickly, and you're going to have to process it quickly. You're going to have to analyze it critically. And you're going to have to make decisions that are going to come faster and faster. And the funny thing is, this is as true for our children and our grandchildren and their grandchildren as it is for us. It's one of the fun things about this. We live in a world of motivations that are often unfair. They're often unbiased, like nature. Nature can be very cruel and very unbiased. It can be quite a compliment to human stupidity, which, again, if this is a forum that's going to be a true intellectual forum, we're going to see our own stupidity brought before us. We have to accept that going into it. To analyze our political culture, for instance, to analyze our economic culture. Now, again, people who take economics in college, you ask them, could you explain the United States economy to me in a paragraph? They'll simply say no. Now, that's not because they're stupid or poorly trained. It's because it is so complicated and it is based on a convoluted set of rules that once you understand them and you have to start thinking, well, I see the direction things are going and I see the information that's been presented to me. Now, what am I going to do with it? We're going to look so closely at why our culture acts the way it does, why religion makes people behave in strange ways. And why money makes people behave in strange ways. It's a quest for understanding here, my friends. And if you're willing, again, over these next several years, I think as history unfolds, you and I are going to be glad we forged this relationship. You are listening to The World Microscope on the Think Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Child a reason to dream, and you will feel at peace. Nobody said men were the brightest, but hundreds of men nationwide are falling for girls that don't really exist. In a new scam, beautiful Russian women will email men in the United States and begin a lengthy dialogue, flirting the whole time. She emails beautiful pictures of herself and gets to know her new online boyfriend. She then begs to meet and says she'll fly to the United States so they can meet in person. The guy picks flights, wires money, heads to the airport on the day of arrival, and is shocked when she never arrives. Russian criminals have been using this new scam extensively, and guys are falling for it. According to the New York Times, the U.S. Embassy is receiving between 5 and 10 complaints a day from guys swindled out of hundreds and even thousands of dollars. The Russian criminals are scouring dating sites like Match.com and contacting men who post their profiles there. So if you meet the love of your life on the internet and she asks you to wire money, it's probably not a good idea. I'm Laszlo. That's what's on my underground hard drive.
Hello and welcome back to World Microscope on the Think Radio Network. If you would like to contact me this evening, the email address is think@worldmicroscope.com. T-H-I-N-K at worldmicroscope.com. If you'd like to contact via the post, which actually we have a beautiful full-color World Microscope QSL card to send, the address, World Microscope, care of the Think Radio Network, 230 Homestead Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15218. Once again, that's World Microscope, care of the Think Radio Network, 230 Homestead Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15218. And the telephone number here and our studios in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is area code 412-371-5054. That's 412-371-5054. And I will be opening the telephones in just a few moments. Welcome back. For those of you just joining us, this is the premier edition of World Microscope, and I am your host, Michael Ketter. The purpose of this show is how learning, analysis, and thought can be your best friend in the 21st century. Used to be a policeman was a man's best friend. Well, learning, analysis, and thought is going to be your best friend in the 21st century. Mark my words. Understanding right from wrong, understanding left from right, up from down, reality from fantasy. And speaking of reality from fantasy, let's look at the world around us in radio. This vast sea which World Microscope now joins. If you look at, for instance, Rush Limbaugh. Now, he is indeed a quintessential entertainer. He is a person who is the quintessential blowhard. He's so quintessential, I think it's just going to ooze out of him if he doesn't watch out. Or perhaps it's Oxycontin that oozes out of him. Now, not necessarily that that's a problem or an issue, unless, of course, you were a very hateful and very vengeful and very right-wing conservative person who ordinarily would condemn someone horribly who did that. The same person who begs our mercy, quote, unquote. And I say that ironically and sarcastically. The same person that begs our mercy basically would not give that same mercy to you or I. Now again, think of his audience. Ditto heads. Have you ever prided yourself on being a yes man? Why in the world would you choose to pride yourself on being a yes man? A ditto head. No need to think around here. I've got Rush to do my thinking. It's too complicated of a world. I'm too small-minded of a human to be able to comprehend it. I'd better let Rush do my thinking. He's on Oxycontin. He'll know what to do. Well, we see how far that goes. Now, G. Gordon Liddy, he's another fascinating one, a very, very fascinating individual, because he certainly made quite a good reputation for himself in the AM radio market all across the country. Locally here in Pittsburgh, he's heard in the mornings. I believe the show is at least for the most part live. And that he takes calls from all around the country, and they basically talk about how good certain things are and how right certain things are and why these poor people don't have money. And, you know, it's just a love fest of some very, very harsh views. Now, the reason I bring it up is because as a defender of free speech, and certainly someone who's interested in the intellectual side of things, in delving that little bit deeper to try to figure out why people are motivated to do what they do. Just this week, November 22nd, in the UK Informer, the Informer is a magazine, newspaper-style magazine that's in the UK, G. Gordon Liddy was interviewed, and he spoke extensively about his love of Adolf Hitler, and how when he was young, he truly admired him because he was someone who triumphed over adversity. And anyone who understands G. Gordon Liddy's background knows he's the one that on Saturday Night Live they used to make jokes when he was around Nixon eating rats. Did you order the apple rat tarty? Oh, come on, Liddy, I know you ordered it. Now, this is just one small thing. When he was 14, in order to impress his father, he lashed himself to the top of a 60-foot tree simply to, you know, exist in a lightning storm, seeking out the lightning strike, cursing at God, saying, I'm stronger than you. It's a little man, has a little man complex. But for him to speak so openly in this interview, and this is not an old interview, this is from this week, and it is certainly not made up. It is so deep a part of his upbringing. If you understand anything about him at all, you understand that, well, he was always having self-esteem problems, and he was really suffering with just existence on a basic level, that everything challenged him and caused him trouble and pain, and that he had to fight back if he was to survive. And Hitler was his role model. And to this day, and again, this is part of the interview, to this day, he still salutes the American flag using the stiff upper right arm, the salute to Hitler. You know, you take it, you fold it in like a normal salute, you hit your heart, and you raise your arm like that, like a Nazi. That's the way G. Gordon Liddy still, when he can, salutes the flag, and occasionally does it without meaning. And again, this isn't a question of conjecture. This is the man's own words. World microscope can be a cruel thing. Okay, so G. Gordon Liddy is someone who you listen to, someone who you like, someone who you think has something good to say. He idolizes Adolf Hitler. Okay, now what does that say about you? See, these things might actually be the first stage in learning. Let's separate people's views from people's ideals. Now, I said at the beginning of this, I'm a liberal, and I'm an intellectual. Now, as far as my personal likes go, I like animals, love animals, get along with them really well, love dogs and cats, love horses, love riding, can deal with all kinds of animals. I prefer them to people at times. As far as myself intellectually, I'm well educated. I come from an academic family. My father was a university president. I'm an artist, an accomplished photographer, musician. I do many, many things. But most importantly, I use my mind. Now, let's take a look at another radio talk show host, our good friend. See, I can't say that. He's not. That's I always imagine Kirk Douglas saying, what is it? I'd like to say my next guest is a personal friend, but he's not. Well, Bill O'Reilly is a bully. And that's one personality I absolutely cannot stand. A bully. There's absolutely nothing that bothers me more than a bully. Because oftentimes, bullies are intellectuals who feel slighted. Now, that's an odd reason to dislike them. I think that it makes people look bad. I think it's unnecessary. I think that bullies have existed all throughout time, and I'm not advocating the removal of the bully. But I just oftentimes see there's a misunderstood intellectual who's just so frustrated that he has to take it out on somebody else like that. Like a bully. Like Bill O'Reilly. Like, is that the best you can do? On this show, there will be no hating on that level. You can throw really strong intellectual punches. You can throw facts. You can talk loudly and agree to disagree because this is a forum that has to last. You see, again, bucking the transient nature of the entire media world that we live in, this is not going to be transient. This is going to be a continuing thought process between you and I. And one way or another, this microscope is going to reveal some facts that are going to be uncomfortable to all of us. And as we learn and as we grow, we're going to grow with it because that's what the times require of us. We need to be more self-sufficient. Now, that doesn't mean you have to start growing your own food, although, again, I love having a small garden, working with my hands, you know, have a nice plum tree. I love that sort of stuff. But no, the self-sufficiency that I'm talking about is you need to learn to think for yourself. You need to become the master of time yourself. Television in general is not good for you. If you watch only broadcast television, I can say exclusively it is not good for you. If you have cable or satellite, perhaps 1% of it is useful. But you have to be careful of that. It is a time sponge. It is something that will dull your intellectual prowess. It will lead you to false ends. That your time is better spent doing things that are more interactive. For instance, if you want to have an opinion, why don't you make it a well-founded one? Why don't you take some time and research the things you yell about? I hear so much nonsense bantered about on all of these, to get back to Bill O'Reilly, because I should summarize that before this break. Bill O'Reilly gets his comeuppance when the bully is actually seen as being a pervert. And that there's no way around it. If it were, you know, any other person in any other circumstance, they would be getting the sex offender, pervert sort of thing labeled on them. They definitely would have to deal with the lawsuit and the harassment and all of, you know, well, I won't even start to go in that direction, but let's review here for critical thinking, critical thought analysis here. You've got Rush Limbaugh, G. Gordon Liddy, and Bill O'Reilly. Those are three good examples of mainstream right-wing talk heard all over this country. Rush Limbaugh is an entertainer who is addicted to OxyContin. You've got G. Gordon Liddy, who, for as nice of an old Popeye kind of man he is, he worships Adolf Hitler. And you got Bill O'Reilly, who has said some of the most horrible, lewd things to people. You got to remember, these could be your sister. These could be your mom. Welcome to the world of radio, and welcome to the world of broadcasting. You are listening to World Microscope on the Think Radio Network. We'll be back in just a moment.
Monticello, Maine, the United States of America.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Toto, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them who, what, where, when. Questions. They're the anti-drug. Call 1-800-GET-STOPPED. 1-800-788-2800 for more information. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
This holiday, discover the magic at Radio Shack. And this weekend only, get red-hot deals during our Sizzling Weekend Sale. Like a digital camera starter kit, free with any digital camera $149.99 and up, like the 3.2-megapixel Fujifilm A330. For the music lover, how about an MP3 player from Rio, Motorola, or RCA? Buy one starting at $99, plus a select accessory. Get a $25 Radio Shack gift card by mail. This weekend, right in your neighborhood. Only at Radio Shack.
We're at the bowling alley looking for chili lovers to try Stag Chili in the Smart Pack box.
Hello? You're standing in my lane.
I'd just like you to try a taste of Stag Chili.
Okay, okay. Yum!
Yeah.
Beef, beans, tomatoes, onions, spices.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is right up my alley.
And Stag Chili comes in this convenient Smart Pack.
You mean that box?
That's the Smart Pack.
Those other chilies are headed for the gutter. Get it?
Oh, spare me.
Stag Chili in the Smart Pack. The chili chili lovers love.
And we're back with World Microscope on the Think Radio Network. I'm your host, Michael Ketter. The telephone number here in the studios in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, area code 412-371-5054. Now that you've gotten to meet me, I think it's only appropriate that I meet some of you. That's 412-371-5054. Now, among the things we're going to be discussing in these next several weeks, religion has caused, well, turmoil in many respects as much as salvation all across the world. And that being the case, well, we have to understand why certain religions have certain motivations and what these misconceptions, and you'll notice I say freely, what these misconceptions might lead us to believe. Now, let's look at Islamic nature and Islamic culture, and let's look at Muslims. Now, within them, if you were to be really, really, really optimistic, now mind you, this is optimistic in numbers on their side, and say, okay, there are a million terrorists, a million Muslim terrorists who have it really in for us. Now, how many people is that percentage-wise when you consider that there are 2 billion Muslims? Ah, yes, you see, most of you couldn't do it in your head, and you got out the little calculator, but that's okay, that's what they're for. Do it one way or another, but you'll figure out, of a religion, that's a very small amount of people to paint with such a broad brush. How could all Muslims be bad? How could that be? Because a million of them, and again, odds are very, very good. There's not a million terrorists. There might be 10,000, 100,000. I mean, that would be a city of, you know, that seems more reasonable. And if you look at numbers one way or another, they all estimate lower than that. But let's be optimistic and say, okay, if there were a million, that's way less than a half of a thousandth of a percent of the whole population. And how could we paint them all as being bad or evil? Now, conversely, you might also say of religion. In the United States, where Christianity seems to be the new supply-side Jesus. That's what it is. We've got us a good old-fashioned capitalist supply-side Jesus to keep us going. Now, how does that pan out? We're certainly not a Christian country. And again, for those who would like to know the details of my background in this, no, I am not a baptized Christian, although I come from a Christian family. My sisters were all baptized. My father, who was raised in a very, very strict religious environment, said that when I was born, that I could decide for myself what that was going to be, because that was one of the things that, although he really did respect and admire his religion, it bothered him that it was forced on him on the way that it was, and that he couldn't arrive at his own decisions. And I have never chosen to be baptized. And again, this is part of a larger issue. I will say for everyone, of which there have been several emails that have come in that have to do with the lack of religious underpinnings removing any credibility. Well, that's a fun thought, because I see it from exactly the opposite point of view. If there's going to be an argument with God, I don't intend to be a name dropper. You bring God here. We'll conference him in on the phone. We'll do just fine with that. See? That's where it falls apart. It's not as though I don't believe in God, but I think you and I see different things when we see that word. I think we feel different things. And I certainly have respect for the world that we live in and for mankind. Now, this world microscope thing is going to have to look at religion. And that's one of the funny things. That's how we have to have the forum that we do here because, well, we're in a war right now that to the opposition is a holy war. A war that is solely based around a religion with a people who are really devoutly religious. In the same respect that, you know, many Christians are very devoutly religious. They follow what they follow so much, I will say, blindly. See, this is not going to necessarily be pretty, and I pull no punches with this. Now, that being the case, they believe just as you believe. Now, where is God to sort this out? We have facts. We do have certain information one way or another. We know that in the United States, for instance, the reason why the country was created is like a threefold little omelet. The first part of it has to do with that we wanted commerce with the rest of the United States. What wasn't the United States then? The original 13 colonies were walled off because their ownership, you know, their dealings with that and, you know, the French, you've got the French and the British all in there, and their treaty stopped, you know, roughly where the lines of the first 13 states were. And that at that point, we wanted to expand west. That was one motivation. Second motivation was religious freedom. Now, that's a very big thing. That's something that cannot leave our minds. Religious freedom. Tolerance. There is no reason to hate Muslims. There is no reason to hate Buddhists. There is no reason to hate Christians. There is no reason to hate Jews. That's a creed of this country. Like it or not, it's the world we live in, and I do like it. Again, if I'm going to err, I'm going to err on the side of right. And discerning right from wrong is a very, very complicated thing. Now, we're going to be having guests on this show. The show starts in earnest, so to speak, this next Tuesday. And we run Tuesday through Friday, 9 until 10 p.m. Eastern United States time. That is 2 until 3 hours UTC, Wednesday through Saturday. See, I'll eventually get used to the fact that that's the next day. It's kind of like time travel. Now, if you do want to contact us, we encourage correspondence many different ways. Different ways. We encourage it. Whether or not my speaking skills live up to their task, we do encourage it. The email address is think@worldmicroscope.com. think@worldmicroscope.com. The telephone number in the studios here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is 412-371-5054. If you call from outside the country, that's country code 1, area code 412-371-5054. The mailing address, for those of you interested in a beautiful full-color QSL card, World Microscope, care of the Think Radio Network, 230 Homestead Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15218. Once again, that's World Microscope, care of the Think Radio Network, 230 Homestead Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15218. You're listening to Critical Thought and Analysis for the 21st Century. Sounds big, doesn't it? It's a big task. That's what you and I have to do. But starting this next week, we'll be having guests in the studio here, people from politics, from education, from the world around us. We'll also be taking your phone calls all around the world and across the United States of America and all across North America, Central and South America. I don't know whether we'll get anything from Togo. Sometimes, but not often. And we will also be conferencing in some very important people over these next several weeks. Now, today, officially, the day after Thanksgiving, marks the beginning of the holiday shopping season. And I want to just impress a last thought on you to think about on World Microscope. So much of what we depend on now comes from overseas. Not to speak harshly, but to simply speak honestly, China dominates manufacturing. Walmart dominates retail sales. Walmart's policies are unfriendly to their employees and to their communities. They make sure that manufacturers that deal with them meet their terms and meet their prices, which drives all those manufacturing jobs overseas to China. The garment industry, Kmart, Target, Sears, all of these places, they buy goods that are sweatshop goods. High-priced sneakers, all kinds of things. You would be surprised how many electronic gadgets are made in huts. Things like this anymore you have to take into consideration. To enjoy Christmas this year, you will really, really, really have to make sure that the decisions you make are good. Now, I mean really enjoy it. I don't mean buy a lot of presents. I don't mean going out and buying diamonds and pearls and Walkmans and DVDs and running around in brand new Hummers and things like that. No, what I'm talking about is that as you understand more, you're going to appreciate changes. You're going to appreciate reevaluating things. From my heart, I can tell you through experience, people are far more important than things. And there are really very few differences between you and I, regardless of our age, regardless of our religion, regardless of our background, where we come from, our point in the world, our point in time and space. We are very similar. We are humans. We owe it to ourselves to do our best, to use this great untapped resource that we have, our minds, and to open up this world so that we can get happily and thankfully to the next level. War is not a good answer. History rolls in cycles. There's so much information to be seen from the cycles of history. Beginning this next week, we're going to do a lot of evaluation. We're going to look at news and events. We're going to see exactly what we can do. And most importantly, we're going to be hearing from you. Until then, this is Michael Ketter for World Microscope on the Think Radio Network.